sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head.
The victory formation. Ole Miss can't stop the clock. Wilson takes the knee, and the Razorbacks have won this football game. It was not pretty. It was not easy. But Arkansas 6-1, and at the end of the day, Keith, as they say, that's the bottom line.
That's it. Whoever scores the most points win, and it can be. It's one of those deals where at the end I would rather be on this side than on the other side of it.
The two coaches meeting at midfield, Bobby Petrino heading toward the Razorback locker room. He is the winner today as the clock hits zero. 29-24 the final.
Campus police preventing me from charging the field there yesterday at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. And I got to tell you, I got to give Houston Dale some credit. Two things I thought yesterday, two people I must give some credit for that ended up being big losers this week. One, Houston Dale Nutt, had a game plan and executed it flawlessly. Had his team ready to play outside their skin, as we've seen so many times when he was the head coach of the Razorbacks. Just didn't have the horses to get it done down the stretch. As with everything dramatic. And Muammar Gaddafi held out longer than I thought. Had a good game plan. Ultimately, in the end, his sons let him down. The folks in CERT let him down. They turned on him. We want to take our dictatorship to the next level. Is what they said in Libya. Time for Gaddafi to go. So I'm torn this week between the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi or the defeat of Houston Dale Nutt. To me, even playing. Freedom in an entire nation in North Africa or simply winning a game against a team you were a 13-point favorite over.
Yeah.
That is the level of immaturity by which I make most of my life choices. Bill Vickery here, Sunday Buzz. I'm hobbled today. I'm not hobbled physically, but we are playing one computer down here in the studio between Han Solo and myself.
So don't ask me anything.
So Han Solo will be playing the RJ Hawk role today.
Just a blank stare.
Just keep staring at me. What's the Netanyahu? I love RJ. At least this week he did not pronounce King Tutankhamun's name incorrectly on the air, as my beloved colleague and dear close personal friend Pat Bradley did. But I am making a plea. I will issue a challenge. See, this is what the president needs to do. You know, get the economy moving again. One, get out of the way. But I'm going to issue a challenge. I am, yes, McCormick, HDN is still scratching his head. He's over there. No cap this Sunday, though, or this Saturday, though. Okay. I'm issuing a challenge. I have had this last week what can only be described as a technological Armageddon in my personal and business life. In that an iPad, gone. Just through an old-fashioned accident. A drop. Off a balcony.
Oh, God.
Wow. Gone. To compound that, a mere 20 hours later, the beloved iBook that I have cherished for the last year and a half to 2 years, hard drive locks up, gone. Take it out to the Apple store. The genius is out there at the Apple bar. Oh, and let me tell you, you know what? You want to empty the Apple store out in West Little Rock?
Uh-huh.
Lord of the Rings 4, Conquest of the Ring. There they go, man. They're all dressed up. I literally thought I was at a Star Wars convention when I was out there. The guy that was working on my computer, I wanted to ask him, Picard or Kirk, which one was the better starship captain? And be logical, because I promise you this guy could have answered.
Yeah, with a lengthy explanation.
Oh, everyone knows that Darth Maul would have been a lot better than Darth Vader. Even though father, yes. Oh, Empire Strikes Back was a horrific movie. I don't even know what was Lucas thinking. You know, that level of nerddom. I had a team of Tri-Lambdas work. There's a little Revenge of the Nerds reference for you there. You caught that one, didn't you?
I did, yes.
I had a team of Tri-Lambdas hovering around my laptop. And the final pronouncement, it was like ER or something like that. Uh-huh. Stat! Get it out here, Stat! Yes, clear! So the guy comes back, and he speaks about 5 minutes worth of gibberish to me, and I'm staring blankly at his face. Well, you've got an error. Well, you ran a diagnostics check in an XR4975J, and you got another. come on, man. Just get to the point.
Speak to me in English, Doc.
So I finally just said, tell me, Frodo Baggins, what's the price tag going to be to get my program up and running? He just stared at me. Well, like I said, we're back into the whole thing again. Mm-hmm. Finally, I got someone to translate. So an older person there, a customer, looked at me and you know, it was like one of those UN hearings. Uh-huh. I needed to have one of those earpieces up so I can. What he's saying is that your hard drive has crashed and it can't be rebooted, and that you're screwed. So I need, listen to me, nerds. I need. Few people realize John Goodman. Spectacular in his role as the head football coach in the original Revenge of the Nerds. Remember that? He was the head football coach.
I forgot about that.
Yes. So listen to me, nerds. I need a nerd to call the radio station this week, and I am offering a $100 prize. 100 American dollars. Bearer note American currency. Okay? Not the euro.
Not Monopoly money.
Not Monopoly money. Not a Russian ruble. I thought about getting some. Well, you could go China. Their currencies. Well, here's the thing with the Chinese currency. You never know what the government's going to do with it. Mm-hmm. So 100 American bearer note dollars to any nerd that can successfully extract the contents of my hard drive onto something so that I can read. And don't tell me. You don't have it backed up? You didn't have it backed up? No, nerd, I didn't. Why do you think you have a job? Because if everyone did, we wouldn't need you little goatee, skinny glasses, whatever. Nice T-shirt. You know? Who's your favorite Harry Potter character? Focus. So we'll continue the challenge throughout the program today, but this is on my terms. You're going to have to meet me. You're going to have to do the work in front of me. You know, it's either going to happen or it isn't. It's a one-time shot. It's like a field goal at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. You don't get to take it home and spend a week and then bring it back. Well, I was only able to get it. No, it is the field goal at the end of the game. You got one shot to get it done for $100 and then a proclamation from the Sunday Buzz that you would be the King Poobah of all computer nerds.
Wow.
So there we go. The geniuses at the Apple Store couldn't help me, so I'm making a plea to all my Tri-Lam listeners out there. Help a brother out. Time of need. You know, medic! I've gone down! Meanwhile, Steve Jobs dies, and like I said, my stuff goes down with Steve Jobs. So, Muammar Gaddafi dead. And that was a real Weekend at Bernie situation there, wasn't it? I expected to see Gaddafi in the back of a Cadillac with some sunglasses on in between two rebel fighters. Hey, Bernie! And like they hold up his arm. Hey, Muammar! Hey! Oh, Muammar's not dead. Look at him. He's in the back of that Cadillac. Hey! He's waving at me. He's wearing his sunglasses. You could pull off a Weekend at Bernie's with Gaddafi because he always wore the sunglasses and the hat and everything else.
Did you hear about how concerned he was about his looks and wore a wig?
He had a toupe.
Yeah.
He wore a rug. Who knew that Muammar Gaddafi and Maury Shapiro had the same, you know what I mean? Oh, man. 9-18. Albert Pujols was a man amongst boys last night. 3 home runs. For El Hombre. So. Throwing little pixies on me.
Yeah.
I like that. HDN, finally. I mean, this is one of these things. It took forever. It was like a bad Dracula movie. Mm-hmm. He's still alive at the very end, and finally, the stake in the heart at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. But I got to give the guy credit, man. I mean, he had a great game plan. They sold out for one game. They took a beating last Saturday against Alabama. They'll probably take a beating on the plains at Auburn next week. This was it. This was it right here. This was the chance. And we've experienced it over here so many times.
I'm only putting him on there. Yeah, that's an Apple guy.
Yeah, oh, right, that's right. Yeah, we'll have to see. I'll need to make arrangements to have them. Now, can they contact you? And that way, will you filter the nerds for me, for the folks who are calling in?
They can call RJ in the morning.
You can. Oh, my gosh. It's over at that point.
Yeah. You'll never get that message.
No, never. But yes, the stake in the heart, finally, at the end of the game. I mean, and I was emotionally spent.
Yeah.
I had to move from my seats into an open area of Vaught-Hemingway Stadium midway through the first quarter. Spent the entire game in the sun, but I couldn't be around other people. Yes, Grant Merrill, there must be a confidentiality agreement signed before my man, yeah. Grant Merrill.
I wouldn't mind seeing what's in your hard drive.
I got to tell you. got to tell you. That's how that movie with Fred Durst got out.
Oh, yeah.
Kidding. I loved listening to Grant Merrill on the radio. Mm-hmm. And he's fantastic. But I had the chance to listen to Stats Norsworthy do the pre- and post-game show. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. It was like eating a great steak. You just could continue to, I mean,
yeah.
Oh, he's smooth as a glass tabletop, Stats is. It is great radio. Mm-hmm. Maybe Grant Merrill is the young Stats Norsworthy. Got to hit a break. We get back, I'm going to talk a little bit about Gaddafi. What does that mean? Why there are posters of Hillary Clinton up in Tunisia? Don't know. Back with more after this.